anti-union Wisconsin law published despite injunction. Stay tuned for UNnews. March 2011, Madison, Wisconsin. The law that removes many bargaining rights of state employee unions has been published, despite a judge's ban. It has been 240 hours since County Judge Marianne Sumi ruled that Republicans did not wait 24 hours before passing the law. No, they haven't figured out yet just to pass it again legally. Judge Sumi went on vacation just after issuing the temporary restraining order, reportedly availing herself of the monthly plan at the Residence Inn in Rockford, Illinois. Other Wisconsin legislators are no longer there, but reportedly, Solons from Indiana have checked in. The hotel has free cable, including C-SPAN and Court TV, so the officials can pass the time pleasantly while they wait for the inevitable Republican dithering followed by surrender. Rod Blagojevich, a renowned expert on travel throughout the state, tells us, quote, "Illinois is lovely this time of year, in a cine noir sort of way," unquote. Now, however, Steve Miller, the head of the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, says the law has been published anyway, and Governor Scott Walker has declared that he is now legally bound to put the law into effect. Publication occurred in the online wiki, Uncyclopedia. Lawyers insist that the law cannot take effect until published in a newspaper. However, Uncyclopedia has a wider circulation than most Wisconsin newspapers and is followed just as closely. Subsidiary UnNews is regarded as America's newspaper of record. Both institutions, however, are fiercely anti-union, having never offered collective bargaining to their talent. Republican Senate Leader Scott Fitzgerald said, quote, "It's my opinion, it's published, it's on the internet, it's law," unquote. The new Wisconsin law does appear in its entirety on the user talk page of an Uncyclopedia user widely regarded as a prankster, though the wiki history indicates that this edit was made by a Mr. IP Anon from somewhere in the U.S. Midwest. This service cannot disclose the user's name because he is a private citizen of somewhere and probably has privacy rights. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.